The St. Regis Mohawk Tribe has announced that the last surviving World War II Mohawk code talker has died. Levi Oakes was one of 17 Mohawks from the Akwesasne Tribe in northern New York that the Department of Defense confirmed used their native language as an unbreakable code to transmit messages during World War II. In September 2016, Oakes and his daughter, Diane Swamp, traveled to Plattsburgh to participate in an honor flight. They spoke to WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief, Pat Bradley, about his experience as a code talker.
We laid out a few wires out in the jungles and all that stuff. It's exciting, but it's not too good job. It's dangerous over there.
So what did you end up doing as a code talker?
They're supposed to put me on the radio, but they put me on a field wire, communication, and all that stuff. That's what we did in the jungles.
Were you actually using your Mohawk language while you were out there?
They give us a code number, then we talk. There's only one or two persons I talked to when I was there in Mohawk.
What did you think about the U.S. using the Mohawk language as a secret code during the war?
Yeah, it was a secret code. We talked our own language in Mohawk with the other person, but they give us a paper to read on it, and you gotta translate it.
Did it make you proud, or were you surprised that they were doing this? I mean, what did you think of that?
Well, it was still young. That time, it didn't matter to me. I was 18. That's quite a few years back.
Do you like talking about your experiences, or is this something that is hard?
I never talked about it. And I've been iron worker for 25 years. I never talked about it. I don't know why. That's the way it goes.
Actually, he's the last one. From home, he's the last Mohawk code talker. All the rest of his friends have all passed.
What's your name?
I'm Diane. I'm his daughter.
Would you mind letting us hear what the language sounds like?
Not as hard.
Not as hard. Not the easily.
Not the eagerly.
He said he wants to go on the airplane first thing in the morning. I think the real honor is in other veterans recognizing what he did for so long. Nobody knows what anybody was doing, especially him. So
he said that he never talks that much about his experiences. Levi, that's the case, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Did you ever try to get him to talk about it?
Yeah, we did, but he'd just say, I did what I had to do. But, you know, he never talked about what he did exactly. And only recently, only because by accident, one of our veterans from home discovered some papers and said, "Hey, what's all this all about?" And discovered that, hey, we had all these guys here that were belonged to the Signal Corps, and they were the code talkers. And so finally, when they started to interview him, and then it started coming out, you know, and we knew he did something, but we didn't know what he was doing. All he'd say is he liked those people in the Philippines.
Have they ever said if the messages that you were sending were highly classified or anything like that?
Well, it's something important, that's what it is. It's something like to save the lives or something like that, you know. But it's quite a trick to it, you know.
What they did was they had someone else from home that would talk Mohawk to him, and then they would pass the messages, whatever the commanders would tell them to say.
That's what I was doing, translating it back.
He would have to say it in Mohawk to maybe it was one of his cousins or something. And actually it was one of his cousins. And so they would exchange messages, but he would never say what he had to say. Because he was always under the strict order. And he would always laugh. He would laugh about it. He would say, "I can't tell you because they're going to kill me."
I never knew they were going to bring this back up. I was surprised about it.
Mohawk code talker Louis Levi Oakes served in the South Pacific. He is the recipient of the Congressional Silver Medal and the Silver Star. He received New York's highest civilian honor for exceptional or heroic acts, the Liberty Medal. In 2018, he was inducted into the New York State Senate Veterans Hall of Fame. He was also honored by the Canadian House of Commons and Assembly of First Nations. He died Tuesday at 94. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.